Hello, welcome to the Mama Squad podcast, episode 16. Today, we're going to talk about goal setting, dream boards, and
New Year's resolutions, people. It's that time of the year.
Oh, it is. Now, how many people are actually going to keep theirs is the question.
Yeah, not many, but we're going to go ahead and try every year.
Right. Of course, I feel like there's patterns and behaviors that we can kind of set in our lives to kind of help us be a little bit more successful, I guess you could say, with reaching those goals. Right?
Girl, I'm over here thinking about what you're saying right now, and I'm just like, you're making me really wonder, because for this podcast episode, I've been really thinking about my New Year's resolutions, and like, people before the New Year's, everyone's been asking like what my resolutions are going to be, what my goals for next year are going to be, and I'm like, shit, I don't effing know. Like, I don't. So, side note, I am off dating. But while I was on the dating apps, you know how they have, you don't know because you've been married for forever.
Yeah. Enlighten me.
But everybody who's out here on these streets and we don't want to be, y'all know, on the apps, they have these little, like, posts or whatever, these little, like, I don't know what they're called. But anyways, one of the things that the questions that they ask you is like, what is a goal that you want to accomplish next year? So for my dating app thing, I said I want to buy my second house by the end of next year. Well, I bought my second house in 12/27.
Let's cue the celebration sounds now.
Woo-hoo! Y'all, I feel like I made it. But now I'm stressing the F out about trying to pay rent, my mortgage and stuff. Or pay my mortgage, but we're not getting on that right now. Celebratory talk. Anyways, so because I already accomplished the goal of getting a second house, I don't know what my goals are going to be. So I really sat down and like got on my notepad and paper, and I was trying to find my New Year's resolutions. While I was doing that, I came across my Facebook feed, my 2016 resolutions and my 2019 New Year's resolutions, which had a lot of coming out of debt and going on trips. And I realized that, well, now I am completely debt-free except for two mortgages, and that's it. No student loans, no side debts, no credit card debts. Everything is, like, debt-free except for two mortgages, which is amazing.
Cue the celebration sounds again. Woohoo!
Yes, but you get to that peak of, like, you reach your goals, and then there's, like, what now? So
that's understandable.
Yeah, so now I'm just at the so my list for this year includes my long-term goal is this one is going to be 4 years. So in 4 years I want to buy my third house. My goal is three houses. That is all I want to do is buy three houses, one for me and one for my son and my daughter. Then I want to get serious about learning Arabic. I've been learning it on and off. I just want to get serious this year about learning it. I want to build up my savings account. I want to take the kids on a family vacation. And I want to read and listen more to audiobooks. That's what I have so far. What do you have on your New Year's resolutions?
So I'm a weirdo. I don't believe in New Year's resolutions.
Do you seriously just let me go on this whole rant? Do y'all see what I have to deal with?
But you know what? The thing is, I know for some people, like, this is the time where they're actually able to focus on it.
I want to punch her in the face. Keep going.
Bring it on, sister. I look at it as if I'm going to have a goal, I would have already set it and I'm already working towards it. Now, of course, my biggest goal is to get more podcast episodes out and focus on my business. But I feel like that goal has been kind of an ongoing goal. It's not a new goal that I'm really focusing on. And I've been focusing on losing weight and getting less jiggly and all of that.
I wish you guys could see her. Her face looks great. I literally was commenting on that while we were trying to get our setup to work because we were having problems.
If you guys could see the behind the scenes of this, sometimes you'd probably crack up as much as we do.
Yeah.
But I will always say I highly believe in your dream boards and your goals, because if you are really paying attention and everything is lining up, your goals will fall into place along with the dream board and what you're creating. And That's kind of how I've always viewed it.
So I feel like throughout the years, I've definitely grown in what my New Year's resolutions have been. For example, I remember when I first got together with my ex in 2019, he had this huge whiteboard. And I remember it was like our dream. It was like my dream board because I put like my dreams and what I wanted for those things. And that was kind of my dream board, but never the how or the logistics of how that was getting done. And through the years, I've really worked through like, yes, these are my goals. And now I'm more focusing on how those goals are getting accomplished. So a few years ago, my ex was telling me about this book that he read. It. I don't remember exactly what the book is called, but I think it was 12 Week Year. And the whole premise of the book is that your goal should be accomplished, or like you should set little goals in 12 weeks to accomplish a goal at the end of that. So instead of people having like this year long goal to fulfill and then not like them not doing it, you do little things, you do some things every week to in order to fulfill these goals.
And I feel like that is more realistic than someone saying, I'm going to lose 100 pounds by next January. Phenomenal. How are you going to get there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and I know I struggle with consistency. So this 12-week year, it's not new to me. I tried to do it in 2021. I got 5 weeks in, and that's when I dropped off the face of the earth. 2022, I only did 2 weeks, and then I dropped off the face of the earth. 2023, didn't even try it. So 2024, here I am trying it. This is the first week, so we'll see how it goes.
I also feel like right now you're kind of in this new you phase just because of the things that have happened within the last 6 to 8 months, really.
Yes, like I am no longer in a relationship. I have way more financial stability. I am finding myself all over again. So it is different. So in my 12, so I have a spreadsheet actually. Me and spreadsheets.
She's the queen of spreadsheets, my friends.
I'm telling you, that's what keeps me accountable. But I have a spreadsheet for the 12-week year. So it started January 1st. It's basically Sunday to Sunday, or Monday to Sunday, 7 days. And I have different like things on it. Like I have my what were on that list? I couldn't remember. So I have like different tabs. Oh,
it was like your financial goals, your mental, yours.
Yeah. So there's different. So week one, all these weeks have the same thing, but they're physical goals, then emotional / enrichment, spiritual, financial, nutritional, travel, career, community. Like, I really wanted to volunteer. Relationships, like social relationships, and then accountability. Who am I going to be accountable to? Like, and I put last year, every Sunday, I would call a friend and be like, hey, this is what we accomplished. This is the things I accomplished. So out of, I think it was like 21 things that I had to do for the week, like I did, you know, 18 of them or something like that. And what is passable, what is not, what is success rate, and what is not. So I want to do that. Would you be interested in doing that with me?
I would love to do that with you. Man, this would make like, let's check in 6 months with the Mama Squad podcast and see how we're at.
I'm going to say 3 months because 12 weeks. We'll see.
I can't math. 3 months is great.
We'll see where, like sometime in March, we'll come back to this and see how the first quarter of this year went and how what we accomplished. And who knows, but like seeing how it goes, we'll put it up on the Mama Squad podcast, my little like spreadsheet, so you guys can see, maybe follow along. Because if it does work well, I do want to do like March to whatever 12 weeks after March is.
I think it would be a great thing to do a Mama Squad challenge.
That would be
cool. And all of our listeners should be a part of our challenge. But first, let's get past the first 3 months.
Yeah,
see to how see if we can do it. We can tag team it. And then I feel like that's a perfect idea.
I totally agree with you. Because how many of us really do have all these goals? Like financially, I have a goal to save money. That's like on my list. But how much money are we saving up? And Is it like, so I have it, the days that I get paid, I'm like, okay, this is the amount that I'm going to take off just to know. And then I have it on my 12-week calendar, like for on my financial little thing. I'm just like, okay, that's going to be green because I did it. If I didn't save money, that'll be white. And, you know, we can see.
I like it. I actually love the idea. I think this will also make me focus on New Year's resolutions. And now I have to figure out what I want.
Yeah, how about that? How do you guys like that she left me doing this whole fucking spiel about my New Year's resolutions, but, and then she says she doesn't have any?
But let's put it this way. It's two different perspectives of the same idea.
I want to punch her in the face.
It's a skinnier face, so it might hurt more.
That's funny.
I also feel like both of us making a dream board and focusing on those dream boards would be phenomenal. I personally love them. I hate when my dream board, though, looks like a disaster.
I am a list person, so I don't really have pictures and stuff on my dream board. And now, you know what I realized, too, looking at my resolutions? Travel is not as important to me as, like, the assets that I have. Like, for me right now, it's all about building wealth and leaving stuff for my kids. So traveling and doing frivolous trips is not on my, like, it's not in my horizon right now.
That's funny because we're opposite. I know one of our goals is to travel more as a family, but we're also at a different stage.
Yeah. I just got here. Hi, hello. I just opened this damn door, so let me live.
She walked into a hot mess. Let's but like, one of our big trips we're trying to plan is to go to Brazil for this summer.
Oh, that'd be cool. So my big trip was to go to Egypt, and I really want to take my kids to El Salvador. So that was going to be – El Salvador is really cheap, so that's one of the trips that I wanted to do. However, I just bought this damn house, so all trips this year are
– on pause.
On pause.
But with that said, like – this is a huge growing point for you to go from the person that I met to this house. Like, I'm so impressed.
Y'all, everyone in podcast land, like, if y'all could just, I seriously feel like a rags to riches story. I'm not rich by any means, not at all. I'm actually pretty broke now that I bought the second house. But for real, you guys, like, I kid you not how I am, like, my mind is blown to where I was living in a, like, subsidized housing apartment, freaking not being able to pay bills. Like, my light went off one time, like, and now, like, struggling, literally working 4 to 5 jobs to, like, support me and my kids. And now I own 2 houses and my kids are financially stable, and like, yeah. I just can't believe it.
It's really amazing to see the growth. Now, I know I like to visualize kind of what I want and where I see my future. Is that something that you like, or?
I don't know where I, so before it was a lot of traveling, but now just because I am, so my cousin passed away, like I said, in October, and I'm really focusing on making sure that if anything happens to me, you know, my kids are left with, you know, good things, and they're not having to fight over probate court, or like they're left in so much debt, or like my life insurance isn't enough, things like that. Really focusing on setting myself up. So that way we can enjoy the vacations that we go on, you know?
Oh, I love that. And it's true. You don't want to put yourself in a financial situation either just to go on trips and do these things. I mean, you can easily do all kinds of fun trips within the area that aren't going to, you know,
break my bank. That literally just reminded me. Okay, so I'm going to talk to you guys about one of my coworkers many, many years ago. His name is Adrian. He is also a Marine. And he is your typical asshole Marine. Like, typical asshole. Like, if what you think of a male Marine, that is basically him. He was just very harsh, very gave me the gave me it, like, did not hold back or anything. I remember, and this is while I was working at USF in the Office of Veteran Services. He was my manager. So we all decided, because we were all work studies, we all decided to go on this cruise to the Bahamas. Now, I did not have two licks to put together, but somehow, like, and again, this is when I was making bad financial decisions, I saved up for this trip. Mind you, I still was making horrible decisions, so, like, I had no business going on this trip. And I remember he laid into me so harshly, because he was just like, he's like, how, what'd he say? He said something to the effect of, like, that basically I was really dumb for going on this trip, that I should be saving my money and trying to get myself out of this situation. And he made me cry during the cruise. And I love Adrian. Like, we are actually still friends. Just because I respond really well to very harsh criticism. And I knew it came from a place that he was worried. And that's how Marines, like, show our affection. We give tough love. Sometimes it hurts really bad. But what he said was true. Like, I had no business going to the Bahamas when I was a single mom. Like, literally working 5 jobs at that point. I should have been saving up money and not putting myself more and more behind and living off credit cards, like what I was doing. But I feel like that's the mentality that we have when we're younger. We want to do all these extravagant vacations, and we want to just, you know, YOLO, and we got to live our lives. And now I'm to the point in my life where I'm like, yeah, I am going to live my life, but that's not as important. I can live my life and go to St. Augustine, which is an equally great trip that I want to go on, but isn't going to break the bank, and it's not going to put me, you know, behind.
Oh, exactly. And I feel like we've put traveling aside for a very long time too, for us, because of that. Like, mm-hmm. we literally have to plan everything out, and, you know, the fact that we can afford the things that we can afford now, going from the little, I call myself a little girl because I was 20 years old with a baby, calling my mom, crying about the only thing I had was kielbasa. So the fact that I can actually afford these trips, to me, is just, it shows so much growth just through life. And the fact that my husband and I have made it 17 years together, I feel like speaks in some major ways. And I know one of my goals, oh, I guess I do have a goal.
Oh, imagine that. How about
that? Surprise! Is to focus more on being just more focused on my marriage than always my children. Like, everything I do revolves around my kids. And one of my goals this year was, or from last year, was to be able to take my husband out. And I was a stay-at-home mom for so many years. I couldn't financially do that because I didn't make any money. If I was taking him out, I was literally taking him out on his check. So he was taking himself out. But I was able to do it. I got us a hotel for his birthday coming up. So we're going out this Friday night, and
we have dinner planned.
And I was able to pay for, like, the hotel myself. And that was just such a big thing for me.
I get that.
To be able to do that for him.
Yeah, I get that.
So that's, like, one of my big things, is to be a little bit more purposeful with my time with my husband. Like, a couple years ago, we went to the Kenny Chesney concert that just happened to land our anniversary, and we landed tickets the same day. I found out Kenny Chesney's coming again, same day. Oh, we're going.
Oh, that's cool.
I am so excited.
That is cool.
I'm a visualization person. I have to see it. Like, I can't just write things down and be like, I'm going to reach this goal. Like, I have to visualize it. And that's why I say it a lot, but that's why dream boards are so big to me.
Mm-hmm.
UDreamer is one of my favorites, because you create your dream board and they print it and they send it to you, and it's like, and it's just the visual of it, and it's actually nice looking. It's not like you're cutting something out of a magazine or throwing something together on Canva, which are all great options, but this specifically, it's just more aesthetically pleasing as well. You could literally put it inside of a picture frame and hang it if you wanted to. And like my daughter has a notebook that she created her dream board, and then they sent her the notebook and it has her dream board on the actual notebook.
Oh, that is super cool.
Yeah.
I'm not a super big on dream boards, as y'all can tell. I'm more of a lists and a check things off kind of gal, but I can see the dream board being really, really cool to look at.
Yeah, and for people who need to visualize stuff, I feel like it's just really useful. So if you actually go, this is only for my Mama Squad listeners, if you go to youdreamer.com and you use Squad Perks, you're actually going to get 10% off of the entire site.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Oh, that's super cool.
So again, it's Squad Perks is what you're going to use as the code. And it's going to be udreamer.com. I'm going to have the link in the show notes as well. But I feel like everyone should really take advantage of that as you're just getting ready for reaching your next goal this year.
I definitely agree. I'll probably look at it too. And maybe something that I really wanted to work on too is my relationship with my daughter. So maybe we will do the You Dreamer thing. Just as something that we can do together. I think she will love that.
You know, I think it also would be cute to create one that's specifically geared between maybe the two of you.
Yeah.
You know, what goals do you two want to reach
together? No, I completely agree. Anyways, you guys, what goals do you guys have? What are your New Year's resolutions? And what are you guys wanting to accomplish this year? Let us know.
Yeah, we would love to hear from you. You can find us, as always, on TikTok, on Instagram, and on Facebook. And we'd love to hear your goals that you're reaching. And we would love to be a part of that. If there's anything that we can do to support it, let us know. And with that, we want to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And thank you so much for listening to the Mama Squad podcast. Woo-hoo.